9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
And taxes are due tomorrow for Travis County.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network,
on News Radio 590K.
IRNUSA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. The death toll stands at 113, but is expected to rise in one of Kenya's deadliest accidents. Officials say an overturned gasoline tanker exploded as hundreds of people were trying to scoop up free fuel. Victims include small children suffering horrific burns. British doctor Sarah Hughes is treating the injured.
I think the most serious injured have already left, but there are still some here that will require surgery and further treatment.
And Afghan President Hamid Karzai is renewing his demand to the U.S. that Afghan soldiers lead overnight raids in villages. Hundreds of Afghans demonstrated today against an American raid that one villager said killed several civilians. Meanwhile, a suicide bomber and a car attacked a convoy of foreign troops in Kabul today. Here's Fiznik Abrachi.
A spokesman for the Taliban insurgents claimed responsibility for the blast.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
It was a dead end. You don't know what to do because you don't have the money. But you want to take care of the debt.
How would you like to wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card debt? There are secret programs most credit card companies won't tell you about that can allow a portion of your debt to be forgiven. Financial Freedom of America uses these programs to help you avoid bankruptcy, save thousands, and get more cash back in your pocket every month.
I wasn't sure what to expect, but FFA came through like promised. We're kind of excited to have that stress-free feeling now.
Find out the secret that credit card companies hope you don't discover. FFA will give you the steps to eliminating a large percentage of your credit card bills, medical bills, or department store debt. Individual results vary, and it's not available in all states.
So call for your free information now.
800-515-4749.
800-515-4749.
Call 800-515-4749. 800-515-4749.
Rafael Nadal has beaten Roger Federer in the men's final of the Australian Open. Here's Graham Agars.
Roger Federer's hopes of joining Pete Sampras in the history books with 14 Grand Slam wins have been dashed by Rafael Nadal at the Australian Open. Nadal secured his first Australian title and his sixth career major with a 7-5, 3-6, 7-6, 3-6, 6-2 5-set victory. For Federer, it was a match of missed opportunities as he squandered 13 of his 19 breakpoint chances against Nadal. The Spaniard took full advantage of Federer's mistakes and further established himself as the dominant player in men's tennis. Graham Agars, Melbourne.
And Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says his country will respond when and where it chooses, and that the retaliation will be harsh. Olmert's comments come after Gaza militants launched 2 rockets into southern Israel today. No casualties or damage were reported. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
If you're paying your credit cards with credit cards, or maybe some other crisis in your life made you fall behind on your bills, there is a light at the end of the tunnel with Consumer Credit of America. They can help you find your way out of the debt trap and find financial freedom. Call now, 877-348-FREE. That's 877-348-FREE. Or visit them on the web at ccofamerica.com. 877-348-FREE. Not available in all states.
National Guard troops in Kentucky will be going door to door today, checking on residents left in the dark for nearly a week after an ice storm. At last report, more than 700,000 utility customers remained without power, which crews are working feverishly to restore. This is Governor Steve Beshear.
We're going in the right direction, and we've got to keep going until we get the lights of everybody on and get heat in every home again and get their telephone service back.
The World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, has concluded without any new plan for stemming, much less revising the global financial meltdown. There's widespread agreement that there's plenty left to do, starting at the April meeting of the leaders of the 20 largest economies in London. This is Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz.
This time they've gotten more depressed as they learn about the problems that each of them face. So in that sense, it almost surely has contributed to the deepening of the gloom.
Initial results from Iraq's elections are still days away, but allies of the U.S.-backed prime minister appear to have made gains. Here's Brian Murphy.
What's at stake is future power struggles in national elections this year. If the government runs strong, their position is strengthened. If they don't do so well, it leaves room for other Shiite parties to try to claim the leadership in the elections later this year.
I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Mike, do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
And for the next hour and a half, we're honored to be joined by one of the most sought-after speakers on radio and in person, filmmaker, best-selling author David Icke, also championship goalie in his own right. Of course, BBC News presenter before his startling Saul on the road to Damascus transformation. Literally being knocked off his horse with a revelation. And in the last 15, 16, 17 years, he has spoken to millions of people around the world. And we're honored to have him again for the next hour and a half to talk about the current world economic crisis being engineered and how this is really going to force an even faster awakening to this tyranny. So, David Icke, it is great to have you joining us here from England.
Thank you, Alex.
This is a short segment, but what are some of the things you want to discuss and go over today?
Well, certainly we talk about the financial situation because, you know, for me, what we're looking at is a similar situation to when they have a controlled demolition of a building and the charges go off and you see the flashes. And then, extraordinarily, there's that split second when nothing seems to happen, and then the whole thing crashes. And for me, where we are in this economic engineered collapse is in that split second before the whole thing starts to collapse. And, you know, when you think that within that split second, they have already thrown grotesque amounts of money at the banks. The interest rates in America are basically down to zero. They've just come down in England today to the lowest ever in the history of the Bank of England, 1.5%, and none of it is working. And therefore, when you've thrown all your bullets at the situation and they're not working, and we're not even into it yet in to the level it's coming, then we've got a lot of challenges to face. But as you say, Alex, you know, there's a word in Chinese, I think, that means both danger and opportunity. And this is a danger from the system as we perceive it now and through our lives. But it's a wonderful opportunity to change the system.
In the time we have left in this first segment, I want to get your response, since the last time we had you on, to it's got to be more than 400 articles I've seen. If you Google the term New World Order and put it into the news section, not web, but news, the last time I checked, it was 4,600 news articles, but I only, over the last few months, have read, I know it's more than 300. It's 10 or 15 a day I see without looking. Financial Times of London, Wall Street Journal, Der Spiegel, all the major publications of record of the establishment, the Bilderberg, you know, run of their editor-in-chief, of course, is Bilderberg, Mr. Wolf. Times of London, Financial Times, saying, and now for world government. And they say, we set it up in secret. It's for your own good. We'll save you from the financial collapse when they engineered it. And they go on to say that we're going to pay carbon taxes on all our activities to them. So Kissinger came out this week and said we need to use this crisis for a new world order. I mean, they're really, like you said, emerging. And you've always said, others have said, at the point of emerging, that is when you know they're finally going for broke, because now they can't cloak it anymore. They've got to come out in the open.
No, there was always a time when what they were doing covertly had to break the surface, because they want to change society in the image that they want to change society. So we have to eventually see it in our face, and that's what we're seeing. And of course, you know, those of us like you and me and many others who've been warning about this for so long, it's unfolding in such a blatantly predictable way. This engineered collapse is there as a massive problem for which you offer the solution, and the solutions are the infrastructure we've been predicting all this time, including the World Central Bank. They've not used that word yet, that term yet, but they will. They're talking about
actually they have, David,
architecture.
Actually, they have mentioned a new World Central Bank. You may have missed it. Stay there. David Icke, we are live blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave, the Internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget the free podcast you can go sign up for free at InfoWars.com on the listen page. Okay, David Icke. Continuing, for more than 15 years, you've talked about how the private financial banks would engineer a crisis and then out of that bring in their world government. They have said, as we were getting to before we went to break, at the G20 summit, a new world financial system with a world financial bank where you will pay your carbon credits directly to them. I remember seeing that in the Financial Times of London and other places. They are now moving us towards that. So it looks like their system's imploding and that, you know, they're laying off all these financial workers. That's because they don't need the little bees to gather people's investments. They're now stealing the pension funds. We're now, the West is in negative savings. So they need to destroy the old system to build their new system. Problem, reaction, solution. Break that down for us, David Icke.
Yeah, they're talking in Europe, people like Sarkozy and Gordon Brown, about a new global financial architecture, which is all, of course, all well speak for this centralized financial system that will dictate the whole of global finance from a central point. This is what they've been working towards. And it's important to stress that, you know, when people see the banking system collapsing, that they think it's bad for the bankers. Well, it's bad for the bankers who lose their jobs, like you say, the bees. But it's not bad for the people who own the system. And this is the point. The families that we're talking about own the system. So if they owned the National Football League, they couldn't care less if one team beats this team or that team beats another team, because they own the game. They can't lose. So when this bank goes down or that bank goes down or this bank's absorbed by this bank, it doesn't matter to them. What it means is there's fewer names on the doors to deal with. That they own the game, and they're changing the game now to increase the amount of centralized global control that will, by definition, increase dramatically the amount of control over the global population, which is what money's about. Money's a vehicle for control, for suppressing potential, for suppressing choice, for forcing people into doing things they don't really want to do because they have to raise the money to pay the essential bills to the corporations that are owned by the same people that are screwing them financially. So we're reaching a point now where we've gone so far along this road, while people have been watching game shows and watching the soaps and the football, and now it's peeked its head into the public arena where it's in our face, and people are going, where did this come from? Well, it's come from decades and decades, indeed hundreds of years of manipulation to get us to this point. And it's a point of great challenge and great danger in terms of freedom, but it's also a point of great opportunity, because you can ignore something when crazy people like me are going, it's coming. And you are, oh, no, he's just mad, he believes in reptiles, oh, he's mad and all this stuff. But when it's in your face and it's in your daily life, you can't look away anymore. And I'm sure you're finding the same, Alex, that more and more people who were ignoring it before are now going, hold on a second, what can we do about this? So we're moving into a stage where we can actually, those that are challenging this tyranny, this global fascism, where we can actually go to a stage of starting to do something about it rather than just talk about it.
Okay, David, while you were talking, I went into Google and Googled World Central Bank and found hundreds of articles. Here is Newsweek, why we need a bank of the world. The financial crisis is global and only international central bank can deal with it. Now, already under the IMF, World Bank, Ex-Im Bank, in their own documents, they admit they already are the world central bank. But under this, they will set interest rates globally. They will selectively control nations. They will decide how much currency can be issued. You'll still all have your currencies of the world, in their own words. They will just all be regulated and controlled by them, kind of like the national ID card in the U.S. It's the states administering it, but the feds set it up and control the computer systems. So it's really a national ID card tied into a world ID database, but the public thinks it's a driver's license when it's really the real ID. But there is Newsweek for anyone that doubts this, and I could sit here showing people hundreds of these where they are saying not just that they're setting up a world central bank, but that you will pay your taxes on every activity you are involved in on your carbon footprint to them.
Yeah, and the idea is to eventually get rid of all currencies for a simple reason that at the moment, if you go into a store or you want to buy something anywhere and you give them electronic money and the computer says no to your credit card, then at least still just you have the opportunity to say, well, I'll pay cash then. But what they want to do eventually is take all cash out of circulation so that computer, whoever programs it, decides if and what you purchase. That's the idea of the cashless.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 30th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 921.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 947.68, 473.84 for the half ounce, and 236.92 for a quarter ounce. That's 947.68, 473.84, and 236.92.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle.
Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
Day.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So we're already going into that system where, I see them carding 75-year-old men buying cigarettes or beer at the store now, and the corporations admit they're getting us ready to have to show ID to buy and sell, and they're going to have a new world and local sales tax that will also have a database of everything you buy, sell, and do in the name of administering the sales tax.
Yeah, and this is happening everywhere. I mean, in Britain, the Big Brother state is hurtling forward. And in terms of the economic situation here, I mean, it's not really reached the point that it's going to reach, as we were talking about earlier. But when I go around the shops, which I occasionally do, not very often, or you go into a pub or a restaurant or something, places are empty. Where I go, where they never were before. And so, we're on the brink of a massive economic situation here globally, and it's been deliberately engineered for the ends that we're talking about.
David, how do we get the word out to the people? And as you said, our credibility is soared because everything we predicted is now unfolding, unfortunately. I wish we were wrong. What are the most, because you're very effective at unlocking minds, in your educated opinion, your informed opinion from experience, how do we reach out to them and say, look, it's now here. We're not warning you about something coming and all the preparatory phase that was bad enough setting up this tyrannical, dehumanizing, soul-stealing grid. We're now entering in to the long slide into the depths of global mass extermination, population reduction, because we're not making even predictions. We're following their own documents. We know where it goes. Can the public face the horror of what's going to happen if they keep living in la-la land?
Well, what I say to people is, you know, if you think you don't like the situation now, then think what you're going to face a little way down the road. And more than anything, think of what your children are going to have to face. Because you think that we live in a controlled society now, this is nothing compared with what they are going to have to live in. So in terms of parents who are listening to this information, I would say this. Go and look your children in the eyes and tell them that you can't be bothered or you're too frightened to do anything about it. You're too frightened to get involved. Too frightened to get involved in being another conduit for getting this information further and further expanded in into the public mind, that you're too frightened to get together with others to stop cooperating with this system and to not be intimidated into coming into line, which is a bit like coming into line in a concentration camp and thinking it'll be okay. As long as you stay in line and you do as you're told, you'll be fine. And then you realize at the end of it, well, actually, it ain't fine. And if you'd have all rebelled earlier, then you wouldn't be in the situation you're facing now. The point of mathematics alone ought to let us see where the real power is here. There are billions of people, 6 billion, nearly getting on for 7 billion on this planet, who are being manipulated. There are, in full knowledge of what they're doing, a relative handful of those who are doing the manipulating to the end that we're talking about. Because of the compartmentalized pyramids that they've constructed within all these institutions of government and finance and corporations, the vast majority of people who are daily making contributions to push the world in this towards this Orwellian global state have no idea that they're doing that, because they don't know how their contributions fit in with everyone else's. Only the few at the top do. And what we need to start doing is realizing that we've reached the fork in the road. And if we keep going the way we're going, and we keep putting our heads in the sand, because, you know, you can put your head in a bucket of sand when a tornado's coming, but it's still coming, and your bum is still in the air, and it's still coming. And you're going to get it eventually, even though you've ignored the fact that you have, up to the point where you get hit. If you lift your head from the sand, and you look and face the situation, a tornado's coming, you can now take action to avoid the consequences.
Exactly.
That's where we're looking at now. And we need to grow up, start being adults, look at the future our children are going to have unless we do something, and get off the backsides, disconnect them from the sofa, and let's get this sorted.
Well, absolutely. We're going to go to break and come back and get more into this mass awakening. People, and I want to get your take on this after the break, David. People love to say, oh, look at those stupid Jews or those stupid gypsies or those stupid Anglicans who didn't like Hitler. And they just went on trains and they went to camps and they stripped down naked and they got run into pits and gunned down. Why didn't they fight back? And we, you know, see those Nazi film footage of that. When that was done incrementally, we're going to come back and get your analysis on this. That was done incrementally. They were slowly trained to live in ghettos and then to wear yellow stars or pink triangles or whatever the case was. They were slowly trained by incremental steps to put up with more and more until, well, now we're taking you here to a camp to be safe because the public's beating you up and smashing your store windows. And, now just take your clothes off over here. We're going to take care of you. And then they would line up and see the people being shot in front of them, but they would still just run into the pit obediently to their deaths. That is mind control. That is incremental conditioning. And we're going into the same thing as the ambient tyranny is turned up. We have to learn to recognize that, to stop it now and break our conditionings. If you don't think the global architects running the Western world and the planet won't kill you, won't enslave you, won't rob your pension funds blind, it's happening. Just yesterday, I saw several mainstream news articles admitting that British SAS trained Pol Pot's people to kill between 3 and 4 million. Why did they do this? We'll talk more about that with David Icke. David, I went into the mass mind control of people in Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union, over and over again, who will just march in and be mowed down and killed. Why did the founders of this country, why would they not go along with that? Why did they fight back? What's the difference? How do we get people to psychologically realize how they're being trained to have this learned helplessness where they just lay down to the men in black uniforms?
Well, when you're talking about mass mind control, we can't go any further than Barack Obama, because America has just had visited upon it a massive mass mind control operation to get him to power and to build his ludicrous myth of a personality and an image that so many people have bought. And I don't know about you, Alex, but I tell you, I've shaken my head a few times in the last few months when I've seen people who I thought had got it to an extent, who have bought the Obama myth as if somehow here out of nowhere is a change to the system as it works in terms of creating presidents.
Well, to answer your question, what I think of it, they know things are bad and they want to believe a fairy tale. They want to think the nightmare is over. It's exactly because they are somewhat awake that they're so afraid now at the reality that they are grasping at straws, seeing things, mirages in the desert. A man dying of thirst will, see huge lakes of cool, clean water to go drink, and will even go crazy and think he's drinking water when he's throwing sand into his mouth. And you've written a great analysis breaking down the mass mind control, the real programs of Barack Obama. We link to it at Infowars.com, to DavidIcke.com. What's the article, The Emperor with No Clothes?
It's Barack Obama, the Naked Emperor. You've introduced a very, very important point, Alex, in terms of mass mind control. It's the principle of the target wanting it to be true. And in many ways, the worse it gets, the more people can be enticed into following someone who's telling them what they want to be true. I mean, if you take what happened in Nazi Germany and those other examples you gave, at each point, People don't want to face the fact of the situation they're in. So they will believe when someone tells them, no, it's not that. Just do it for this reason. They want that to be true.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flax seed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com. goldenflax.com. Or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Yeah. Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
What's happened with Barack Obama? See, this whole technique of problem, reaction, solution, we're now seeing in America. And indeed globally because of Obama's global influence. I mean, I was in Africa recently, a few weeks ago. I mean, crikey, he's a god there. I guess you can understand why. But if they knew that he the agenda they have for Africa, the people behind Obama, then that he would be anything but a god. But the point is that we're seeing a problem reaction solution presidential game here. They brought Bush in, the people that control Bush, the neocons, and what they've done for 8 years is create massive problems, financial problems, overseas war problems, military problems, problems of every kind.
And he was also arrogant and didn't care and lied and said, I don't read the newspaper. Exactly. A perfect psyop, what the Romans would do with a governor, give them an abusive governor, but then bring in a slicker governor who could engage in even more abuse and the people would accept him as a savior.
Exactly. You know, one of the interesting things between the mid-90s and about 2002, I did enormous amounts of research into mind control, individual and mass mind control. And one of the staggering things you came across when you talked to some of these individual victims of mind control was that they had a, I wouldn't say a love, but they had this enormous affection for their controllers who were abusing them on one level. It's a very strange psychological trait, but that's what we're seeing on a mass level. So Obama's come along with people in fear, in outrage, and anyone who's Bush, who's not Bush, has got to be better. And he's come along with his smiling face, the smiling viper, and now he is going to, from January the 20th, be offering solutions to the problems that the Bush administration created. And people see, and all over the world, they see a change in president as a change in direction. And all it is, in truth, is a new phase in the same direction towards this global Orwellian tyranny.
They're just putting a new quarterback in.
Exactly. And what Obama's been brought in to do, the salesman, well, he's a salesman as long as he's reading someone else's words on autocue, is to sell now the solutions to the problems. And these will be all the kind of what they call the global architecture that we've been talking about all these years. And it will also be, and we're already seeing it, the networks of...
David, stay there. We're going to talk about this next phase. You thought it was bad under Bush, get ready. Stay with us.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Getting their cameras, but we had hidden cameras. World leaders being confronted, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Arnold Schwarzenegger, on and on and on. This is just such an amazing film. It's Cinema Verite. There's no voiceover in this. The one film I've made that's Cinema Verite style, available as low as $6.95 at Infowars.com when you get it as part of group combo packages. And make copies of it. Get it out to people. That's why I've been offered big distribution deals by Universal and people and turned them down because I wouldn't be able to let you make copies of them. But we still need to sell a few so we can operate here. Also, my preeminent film on the overall New World Order system, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, what the elite's mindset is, how they're setting up the world government, how they plan to exterminate 80 to 90% of us with their own documents, the Bilderberg Group confronted. It's all there in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And we carry a lot of other books and videos like The Money Masters, 3.5-hour film for the price of a regular length film. You'll have a master's degree in how the private central banks operate and what they're doing to us with this film at Infowars.com. Jason Burmes' 9/11 film, getting into the Israeli connection, the Pakistani connection, the NORAD stand down, the ghost planes, the doomsday aircraft running the attacks. It's just an unbelievable film, the latest 9/11 film out there. It's Fabled Enemies, also available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can call 24 hours a day. Ask them about the combos and discounts. Hundreds of films and books and titles, not just my 21 films and the book I wrote and the other book I published, Paul Watson's Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Also, this live TV show will be archived at prisonplanet.tv in high quality within a few hours of the show being over. If you're not watching us live streaming right now, when you get home from work or whatever, you can go to prisonplanet.tv and see this interview in high quality if you're a prisonplanet.tv member, 15 cents a day. I would also add supporting following David Icke is key. He also has a similar members area of his site, davidicke.com. Okay, David, we got a long segment here. Let's roll with it. Break down. I mean, he's clearly doing NLP, mind control program, when he gives these speeches, the way both parties have gotten behind him, the way Pat Robertson is getting behind him, saying socialism's good, it will save us. Obama is unstoppable. We have Kissinger saying he is the man, the world's perception. This is an opportunity for a new world order. In fact, cue that video up. We'll play a clip of it later, just the part where Kissinger says that. They're halfway through the three-minute clip. David, break down, what's happening with Barack Obama and how he's being sold and packaged as this Messiah.
Well, what they've done is used all the mass mind control techniques, and the key one is to turn him, over the last year, 2 years, into a blank screen on which the people project their own version of what he is. And they've done this by ensuring that he never goes into specifics up to the point where he was elected. Because once you go into specifics, when you're trying to be elected, you're already pushing some people away who don't like your specifics. Ah, so that's what you mean. No, I don't want that. So what he's done is just continually repeated the mantra of, I stand for change, I stand for hope, and I stand for something to believe in. Now, the change idea is very effective because of the way the system screws people. At any point in time, the vast numbers of people are not happy with their status quo, the way their life is. So anyone who comes along and starts saying, I will change things, is immediately open to that because, I don't like the way things are. Change, yeah, change. I mean, Clinton did this when he got elected for the first time. And so they created a blank screen with Obama on which the people projected their version of what those themes meant. And so he became all things to all men and all women, those who couldn't see through him, that is. And that's got him elected. And what it's done, and I'm sure that there have been many other subliminal, even technological, I would say definitely technological effects that have been attacks on the human perception, so that they have actually started to see this guy in messianic terms. I mean, I've spoken to people and I think, you know, I'm going to click my fingers in a minute, mate, so you wake up when they're talking about this fellow. And I found that in Africa as well. So he's going to get this, compared with most presidents, a really big honeymoon period where he's going to be allowed to get away with a lot of things that other presidents like Bush wouldn't. Oh, let's see what Bush is doing. Look, oh, I knew it. No, but Obama is going to be different for a while anyway. And I expect, because they have this agenda and they want to push it on as fast as possible, and they understand this honeymoon period, anything goes for Obama following January the 20th, that we're going to see things kick off real quick.
We're going to see a blitzkrieg of activity before the public wakes up. And going back, look at all his betrayals, though, to get the anti-war movement that swept the Democrats into Congress in 2006 behind him. His handler, who brought him and Governor Blagojevich up, Rahm Emanuel, who's an IDF officer, not even really an American citizen or dual citizen, a foreign Mossad operative. He openly is the biggest pro-war person in the Democratic Party, but it's come out now. He told Obama, lie and say you're against it, and then now he's the chief of staff. So just incredible betrayal. The wiretapping against the Americans, flip-flop on that. Now he wants to confront Russia. Obama is doing 180 degrees from what he claimed he'd do, but now he's not saying anything. He's not weighing in on Gaza, on nothing. He's just sitting there and being...
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396.
866-598-7396.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Said there was no Trans-Texas Corridor on CNN and Fox. They said Ron Paul was insane, that it didn't exist. On and on and on and on. Then they put up the signs, put up a lot of the toll roads, many of the 8,000 miles of toll roads, about 10% were put in place. Then they came out this week and said, okay, the Trans-Texas Corridor is dead. And then they announced a few days later, well, really, it's not dead. We're just breaking all the projects down into sub-pieces, and we're going to carry out every single bit of seizing your infrastructure to put international toll roads on it. So there's the example right there. Meanwhile, I'm on national radio debates, and the talk show host laughs at me and says none of this even exists.
Yeah, that's the way they work. And, you know, in terms of Obama, we've got a mass mind control operation behind him that's far more, well, it's not sophisticated if you know how it works, but if you don't, it's far more sophisticated than I've come across. This is really a step up.
Well, you said it. They're using every science they've developed together, overlaid, working on all 8 cylinders. For the first time ever, they're telling us we must be unified. And for me, that is the signal that they are really moving into a new phase.
Well, it was interesting. Years and years ago, when I was researching this back in the early 90s, I came across a lady called Kitty Little, who was an Oxford Don. And she told me that she attended a talk by someone at Oxford University in the 1940s. And she got into this meeting, which was a closed meeting, because they thought she had certain political views and she didn't, and so she was an interloper and they didn't know. And this man stood up and he made a speech, and he said that there was an organization that had no name. He said, we don't give it a name because it's much more difficult to track it down if it doesn't have a name. He said it has a political wing and it has what he called a biological wing. The head of the biological wing was Lord Richter Rothschild. And he said, was the head at that time of the political wing. And he said, as a result, there was going to come a point where he was going to become Prime Minister of Britain. And his name was Harold Wilson, and he became Prime Minister of Britain in the early 60s, and apart from 4 years, until 1975. But what he said in that speech was that the infiltrators of this conspiracy were going to go into the right wing of the Labour Party, which was perceived then as a left-wing party, and they were going to go into the left wing of the Conservative Party, which was perceived as a right-wing party, because he said, people instinctively don't like extremists, so we're going to pose as moderates. He said, and what's going to happen is from control of both these parties, we're going to fuse them together to the point where they become one party under two names or three names with the Liberal Party. And what has happened in this country from the end of Margaret Thatcher onwards, particularly when Blair came in, is that is precisely what has happened. We have three parties in this country, two that have any chance of forming a government, Labour and Conservative, the Liberal Democrats as well. You can't hardly, except in rhetoric, get a cigarette paper between them on most of these things. And the same is happening now in America. We're reaching this point where the parties are fusing into the one party that they want them to become. And so we don't have political choice anymore.
Yes, whereas before they would have little fights with each other over the power structure, over who got to sit in the seats and levers of power to fund themselves and aggrandize themselves. Now there is no separation. And remember last year, David, in England, it came out that the House of Commons was being spied on by MI5. All their phones were being listened to, but that the main focus was on the few little parties that weren't controlled and that they weren't worried about the three major parties because those were basically already run by the intelligence apparatus.
Yeah, well, you've got Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister. You've got David Cameron, the leader of the opposition. They use different words and they criticize each other. But you look at their basic policies and what they would do in power. It's precisely the same. And so it shows how far along the road we've now come, where even the pseudo fighting that went on before is now fusing into this one party state. And what they've done with Obama is turned him into a public demo Republican, if you like, a Republo Democrat, whatever you want to call it. They're putting him right in that center ground in the public mind of bringing people together. But actually, he is a massive extremist who owes more to the fascist state of mind, especially the people behind him, than any socialist state of mind. Although if you go far enough left and far enough right, you meet the same situation anyway.
And then we get into colors, using colors to program. Have you noticed that he and his wife, the night they won, both wore red and black, and so did their children? Again, there's major messages in that.
Yeah, I mean, they understand the way that vibrational codes affect people. And colors are vibrational codes. They're different colors and different shades of color.
And that's the fascist color. And that's the fascist color, red, black, and white.
And it affects you in a certain way, and they speak to the subconscious mind. But I think one of the key things that we're going to see with Obama is the creation of a situation where if you're not for him, then you somehow need to be marginalized.
And you're causing the economy to get worse. They're already saying that. If you do exactly what they say and you don't question and you go to the work brigades and you hand your children over and you spy on your neighbors and you pay all these carbon taxes, things will be fixed. That's the solution. But if you stand in the way of the solution, you've got to be removed because you're the cause of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, when these demigods and tyrannies come to power, I mean, Hitler's a classic example. Anyone that is against them is attacked, is marginalized, is abused, is libeled and slandered. And it's designed to stop people being that nail that stands out above the rest, as the Japanese say.
David, stay there. We'll come back and continue with that. David Icke is our guest for another 40 minutes. Get open the phones up in the next hour, 1-800-259-9231. We're fighting the technological enslavement system. We're fighting the final revolution of the elite against humanity, trying to make themselves gods. I want to get into the genetic engineering, why they're destroying the environment in the name of saving it, what their final end game is if we don't defeat them, and more about us being empowered and taking action that you speak so eloquently to, David. But continue with the point you were making when we got interrupted by the break.
Well, I just feel that, you know, Obama is going to be put up there in a situation where you're either for him and you're a good guy, or you're challenging him and you're just trying to destroy America. And the other thing that is going to be played, although he's talking all the time about, oh no, racism and all this stuff, the race card's going to be played as well. People who attack him, they're going to be called racist, and it's just because he's a black president.
Oh, David, I know this has happened to you. On my website, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, we'll write an article with Rahm Emanuel saying compulsory service. We'll say we're against it, and every other comment is, you just hate black people. But then I notice it's mainly white yuppies saying it. Are they programmed, or are those disinfo?
Well, that's an interesting point. And you know, I would make this point very strongly. You know, I've got a great friend in Africa. He's a Zulu shaman, a very well-known man in South Africa. He's in his 80s now, and his perception of Obama is absolutely spot on.
He wrote a poem that's on your website.
He did, yeah. Do you want me to give you a few lines from it?
Read the whole poem. Go ahead.
Okay. He wrote this poem after he saw Obama in speaking on television. An actor walks upon the floodlit stage of life, wearing a mask of an angel beneath a demon's crown, a gown rather. Pretense smiles upon the crowded hall of life, holding out hope as bright as it is false. Son of a woman who, in whose veins flows the blood of ancient Ireland and dark Africa's plains, you are Obama, nicknamed the Standing King. You are Barak, O son born to deceive. The suffering hordes of Africa look up to you. See a black savior where naught but a Judas strides. An entrapper of nations, bringer of dismal war. Behind the robes and the nylon wings of hope, oh, may those who look up to you see you as you are. May those who hope in you behold you as you are. A prince deceitful to bring down Africa's shrines. A siren who leads Africa's ships onto rocks of obliteration. Your rule, my lord, will not be one of peace. Your reign, my king, will not be one of smiles. And so it goes on. And the some of the people that are going to be most disappointed about the reign of Barack Obama are going to be the black people of America. Because he's got a different color skin doesn't mean that he has their best interests at heart.
Well, David, the first thing he's doing is massively increasing open, and even the Huffington Post, liberals are reporting this, massive forced abortion eugenics funding in Africa, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Yeah.
He is going after them.
Brzezinski's agenda for Africa is absolutely grotesque, and that's what Credo Mutwe is pointing out here, what the agenda for Africa is. But, you know, there is a black overclass in America, which Credo Mutwe describes as white people in black bodies. And that black overclass does not answer. This is the Obamas and the Jesse Jacksons and the Oprah Winfreys and the Jay-Z's. That doesn't answer in terms of its allegiance to black people in general. It answers to the white overclass, the bloodlines that run the...
Stay there, David. Stay there. 70-second break. And we'll be right back with David Icke in the final hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
One economist says there's good news concerning food.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Radio 590 KLBJ Austin.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Jody Jordan. The lights are out in hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses in Kentucky. And officials say for some, it could stay that way for several weeks after last week's ice storm. Some 4,600 National Guardsmen have been pressed into service. This is Governor Steve Beshear.
These people need food, they need water, they need security, and we need to work to get their power back up.
And two Afghans have been wounded by a suicide car bomber who attacked a convoy in Kabul. Here's Fishnik Abrashi.
A police officer says the bomber tried to hit the convoy in Kabul's western outskirts on Sunday. But there were no immediate reports of casualties.
Meanwhile, hundreds of Afghans are protesting an overnight raid they say left several civilians dead. The U.S. military says two militants were killed. This is IRN, USA Radio News.
This Sunday, football fans all across America will be gathering with friends, family, and food to enjoy the season's big game. Atlanta Falcons fullback Ovi Mahaley is no different, and he's here to share some of his game day secrets.
Now, people know I can play ball, but what they don't know is I'm also a pretty good cook. My must-haves are good dip, good dogs, and good potato skins. Bourbon Blue Cheese Dip is my specialty. You can find the recipe at jimbean.com. Now, no game day will be complete without pigs in a blanket. I make mine with Hillshire Farms Little Smokies. They're big on flavor and easy on the wallet. I also grill up brine hot dogs. Where I'm from, they're called the hot dog of the South. And of course, potato skins. I love potato skins. Idaho potatoes are the perfect size, lend great flavor, and at only 25 cents each, I can feed a whole lot of guests. Just cook them in some olive oil, salt and pepper, and paprika, and cap it off with your favorite topping. With great food, great company, and a great game, you can't go wrong.
For more information, go to moretipsforyou.com. I'm David Morris.
As they look forward to the Super Bowl, some of the Pittsburgh Steelers are remembering the past. The team won the Super Bowl.
Topping Austin's news, a motorcyclist involved in an accident last night in Georgetown has died. Pompeo Guzman died at 2:30 this morning at Scott and White Hospital in Temple.
Super Bowl 43 in Tampa, Florida. The Pittsburgh Steelers are hoping to win their sixth Super Bowl title. The Arizona Cardinals, their first. But with the economy in such awful shape, there's buzz that there may be a less than full house at Raymond James Stadium. The team that's favored to win has more fans to cheer them on. Here's Jim Melitello.
There's significantly more Steeler fans and Cardinal fans. Very easy to understand. The Steelers already have been to the Super Bowl six times, winning five of them. This is the first trip for the Cardinals, and they haven't really had a history of winning, so their fan base hasn't had a time to really build itself up.
For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
If you're paying your credit cards with credit cards, or maybe some other crisis in your life made you fall behind on your bills, there is a light at the end of the tunnel with Consumer Credit of America. They can help you find your way out of the debt trap and find financial freedom. Call now, 877-348-FREE. That's 877-348-FREE. Or visit them on the web at ccofamerica.com. 877-348-FREE. Not available in all states.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Liam Neeson in a scene from Taken, which finished on top of the weekend box office, taking in an estimated $24.6 million. Paul Blart, Mall Cop, came in second. Roger Federer will have to wait a little longer to break Pete Sampras' record of 14 major tennis titles. Federer lost the final of the Australian Open today to Rafael Nadal, who became the first Spanish player to win the championship. Federer says he's disappointed.
I love this game, and it means the world to me, so it hurts when you lose.
And in Kenya, authorities expect the death toll to rise from the explosion of an overturned tanker. At least 113 people were killed in the blast, which came as people were trying to siphon gasoline from the tanker. I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And help us win this battle.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
You're finishing up with the black management overclass of the Judas Goat class. That is tied into the New World Order just as much as George Bush or anybody else. Please continue.
Yeah, well, this black overclass answers to the white, overwhelmingly white network of the Illuminati families. Well, almost entirely white network of Illuminati families, and that's their allegiance. So just because a black face comes into the presidency or a black face comes into this position or that position doesn't mean by net definition that he has allegiance to other people of that race in that country. His allegiance is to himself. His allegiance, therefore, is to those that he gets his rewards from and he gets his power from. So he's going to play their agenda out, not what is right for the poor black people and others in America, and that's what we're going to see. But he's going to play the race card, or it's going to be played for him, as you quite rightly quote Emmanuel there, where anyone who is against him is somehow racist. I mean, you get this when you challenge Zionism. You're a racist. No, I'm not. I'm against slaughtering innocent people. But we're going to see all of this, and this is why those that are standing up against this, and those that are becoming aware of it, we need to get the backbones, stiffened up, and we need to do what we know to be right and not be intimidated by all this stuff that's coming along and will come along to try to intimidate people into silence, including, as you're well aware, mate, talk show hosts, where he's even talking about having to have every side of every story covered, and you can't have an opinion, basically.
Well, it's amazing. It's that comfort zone you talk about. We have to get outside the comfort zones. Those are really little prisons used to control us. And if we don't stop caring what people think about us, it's over.
Yes, it is. And what we've got to do is let go of fear. And what we've got to do is become conscious. You know, I might be getting into some deep levels here, but, you know, there are many, many different levels to this, Alex, and one of them is very clearly to me after many, many years of this, is that we live in a virtual reality universe, and that this virtual reality universe, this matrix, is actually founded on a four-letter word, what we call mind. What we call mind is actually not consciousness. It is like a computer program, like they're building now biological computers that don't just have the ability to react to input and do what they're dictated to do by programmers. They have the ability, these computers, to assess information and actually make decisions based on that information. And if you go down that road and you increase that by, you know, a billion times in terms of its sophistication and understanding, which is what we're dealing with in terms of this matrix, you're looking at a physical body which is ticks every box of a computer. Now the idea is that we are kept in mind, and people talk about my mind or your mind. I don't see it like that anymore. I see the mind, and the mind is the matrix. And if you are coming from a position of a mind, in other words, you're identifying yourself with the body, the reflection in the mirror in the morning, that's me, then you are operating on the level of mind. And we talk about mind manipulation and mind control. It's exactly what we're talking about. They manipulate us by keeping us in this programmed sense of awareness called mind and stopping us becoming truly conscious. Because when you become conscious, you can see through the mind game and what's going on. But when you're in mind, you're in the game and of the game, and therefore you can't see it.
David, I want to continue with the awakening, but I did want to ask you, are you not pleased? I mean, I'm seeing in the hundreds of interviews I do every month or so in my own show and people on the street that the majority of callers to shows are not even my own. It can even be a hostile radio show. The callers call in agreeing with me, and the people now are really ready to hear the truth. And I see a paradigm shift, and I think that's why the globalists are crashing things, so that they can be the only savior and feed the people and clothe the people, bringing us into this collectivist model. I mean, is not this whole New World Order takeover a response to their attempt to fully dominate us before we break free of their conditioning?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been writing for years that there was a change coming, a change coming that was going to wake up vast, vast numbers of people, like a spiritual alarm clock, if you like, waking people up. And waking people up is absolutely the phrase. It's breaking the amnesic state that people live in. And you know, going back to what I was talking about before the break, you know, this is a big focus, the focus of my work at this time, and I've accumulating now enormous amounts of information about the fact that this is a virtual reality universe, and the what we call mind is a construct of this virtual reality, this matrix. And if you are stuck in mind, then you are a program, basically, of the matrix, of the virtual reality game, and it runs your perception. What is happening in this awakening is a consciousness is starting to break through what I call real consciousness, not mind, which is a very, very low level of awareness and perception. It's what we call intellect. It's stupid compared with consciousness. Consciousness is starting to break through and connect into more and more people. And when you do that, instead of looking close up at a brick symbolically, you are, as you become more and more conscious, you're moving further and further back from the brick to the top of the hill, and now you see that what you were looking at, the brick, was actually on a, it was actually part of a house, which was part of a street, which was part of a city, which was part of a country, etc. You're seeing what you were in, and you're seeing that what you thought was freedom is actually fundamentally manipulated tyranny and control. So you start to see the game, because like a stooge of a hypnotist in a stage show, when you are programmed to believe that there's an elephant in the audience, you see an elephant in the audience. You believe anything as long as it's programmed in, because that means that your brain starts reading reality like a computer reading software that fits in with what it's been programmed to read, i.e. you're eating a potato, but it's actually an apple and that's what you taste. So what's happening with this awakening, Alex, is as people break out of the amnesic state controlled by mind into consciousness, they're starting to see what they couldn't see before. People say to me, it's so obvious, mate. Why didn't I see it before? Because you were entrapped in mind. Now you're becoming conscious. You can see it. And the whole conspiracy is about holding us in a state of mind. If you look at society, Alex, it worships the mind. Always got a great mind. Always got a great intellect. You know, when I talk to so-called elite Oxford students sometimes, they're the most difficult people to talk to compared with the general public about these things.
But some old starving person in Venezuela on the street, or sometimes a poor homeless person, I'll talk to them, you'll just think they're some old drunk, and it turns out they're incredibly aware and tuned into the universe and even know what you're thinking.
They get it. But people who have been through the system, particularly the elite ones who have been through the system to a greater level than anyone else, they're programming into mind, into intellect, which is a desperately stupid compared with consciousness level of awareness.
Because they're so specialized to be inserted into the interlocking pyramids you talk so much about.
Yeah, this is the whole point, you know, Alex, when you look at it. The whole system, the whole education system, is designed to turn out mind intellects. It's about passing exams, which is what? Taking information that they tell you to believe,
and
regurgitating it out onto exam paper, and the better you do that, the more you progress within the system. You then get degrees and famous universities, and then you specialize. You go into medicine, you go into science, you go into whatever, and then you go through the same system on a higher level. So, and those are the people that then get appointed to run the system, to run medicine, to run science, to run this, to run the other. And by the time they get to those positions where they run society, they're completely encased and controlled by this low level of awareness called intellect. And therefore, society reflects their perception of the world, i.e. we live in a society based on...
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to HempUSA.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about a buck a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S. I really like it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
You should see, people encased in mind in Israel as we speak will justify the slaughter of Palestinian people.
They're in that tiny paradigm. They're in that tiny paradigm.
Stop Hamas. But there are some fantastic people in Israel, Israelis, young people particularly, who are conscious, and consciousness is telling them this is wrong. And they're the ones that are refusing to serve in the military and going to jail as a result. Because consciousness is getting them to see the situation from the point of view of what's right, what's just, what's fair, rather than from mind, which sees things in
tiny little boxes. Well, they're also fundamentally getting out of just the their earth suit and realizing they're not Israelis, they're human beings, or they're
exactly.
not.
Exactly, that's what consciousness does. Consciousness, once you become conscious, the physical body becomes a vehicle to experience this reality. It doesn't become who you are, and then racism and division through race and division through country suddenly starts to fall, and we start to realize we're all one consciousness having different experiences.
Okay, but stop.
What's happened, Alex, and the conspiracy is fundamentally set up to do this, the idea is to get us to identify who we are with our experience rather than what we really are, which is consciousness having the experience.
Instead of being our base, you know, galactic programming of this ancient species in this wondrous universe, they're trying to give us the new false programming to stay within that very limited spectrum as you talk so much about. And we're almost out of time, and I promised to go to calls. So we're going to go to break in a moment. We're going to come back and take calls for two short segments with David. We got to have you back soon, David. We're very thankful and appreciative of your important time. And I know the audience is, but briefly, in the 3 minutes before break, the genetic engineering, the cloning of the milk, all of this that is now going on and happening, the cross-species engineering, the mass poisoning of the public, why is the elite pushing to destroy the biosphere of the Earth while grandstanding and claiming they've got to have world taxes to save it with carbon dioxide that's a red herring? Why do they want to destroy the Earth and hurt the environment?
Well, this actually goes on for what we've been talking about. If you take one step back and you start to see what we're dealing with here, from their point of view, particularly from their point of view, the human body is a computer system. And what we call genetics is actually a computer program. And what they're doing by messing with genetically modified food and all these other changes in the nature of what we eat and drink is they are manipulating, destabilizing and manipulating the body computer program. On one level, the body is an electrochemical organism. So if you destabilize it electromagnetically or chemically, you're destabilizing it. You're stopping it working efficiently. You're stopping it being a highly efficient receiver-transmitter for consciousness to experience through it and to influence its behavior. You're disconnecting it from consciousness and pulling it into
mind. Which is what the mercury and the poisons and the GMO, and when we get the government documents... And when we get them out of England and out of Russia and the U.S., it says we got to poison them when they're young so they never fully develop, and they're literally like biological androids.
That's exactly the game, and this is why, again, you, the point you made earlier, I've been talking about this for years, this a massive assault on human freedom, on the human body, on the human mind, is because this period of change, this cycle is coming, and it's waking people up, and they're desperately trying to keep the lid down so that they can control for the next cycle, and therefore they're attacking the young particularly, because they're going to be the adult people as this cycle really unfolds, and therefore they need to destabilize them. And that's why their food and drink is attacked more than
anybody. And that's why we've got the kids being put on Ritalin Prozac. David, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I'm only doing it with one segment today because time's precious. We're going to talk behind scenes for the PrisonPlanet.tv and Internet listeners right now, and then come back to your calls after break. Stay with us. Okay, John, I'm going to skip this break. David, we are just on the Internet audience now because I promised to come back to calls. Let's put bookends on what you just said. I just read the other day in the New York Times, 100 million people on serotonin reuptake inhibitors alone. If that isn't THX1138 Brave New World, I don't know what is. They're attacking the police, the military, the citizens. All of us are in this together. And isn't that the great final illusion, is that people that work for the system feel like they're part of the elite when even high-level elites are being poisoned by their own system? And that's why people say it's a spiritual thing. There's almost this cosmic force, and you get into that. But I just can see that it's there driving man towards destroying themselves, and it's overall a hatred of the species.
Yeah, the thing is that I say to this people in uniform, you know, I say to them, you know, you've got no power. You know, there's some people that love the uniform because they think they've got power. And I say to them, you've got no power. Your power is what you put on in the morning when you open the wardrobe. The uniform you wear is an extension of the state. When you wear the uniform, you're an extension of the state. When you take the uniform off, you have no power. And the only power you have is of the state. You're just another pawn in the game while thinking you are higher than the other pawns that you're policing. And these are the levels of society, these policers of society, which Obama wants to massively increase with his
pyramids.
Networks of civilian security. These are the people that need to wake up and need to realize that they have children too. I know of one who's high in NATO who's just realized, he said he looked in the eyes of his four-year-old grandchild and said, I can't do this anymore because I know what I'm contributing to now, and he's trying to get information out about what's going on. This is what we need to do. The policers need to realize that they are the pawns also.
Well, I was talking to a top doctor who's treated a head of state, and this head of state said, you know, I was grown up to, you know, that we have to exterminate 80% of people to keep the resources, but I look at people and I know it's evil and I don't want to be part of this. I mean, a lot of people in the system are having an awakening too, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So there's so much to be optimistic about. I mean, the challenges are there. Of course they are. They want to push this on. And they want to push it on faster and faster now because they are desperately trying to stop this awakening manifest to such an extent that their house of cards comes down. So those challenges are there, and they're going to push on through Obama, but there's so much to be enthusiastic and encouraged about, because there is fantastic changes going on in the awareness of so many people.
David, as you said, though, in the 1 minute before we come back, quickly, I'd say Obama has 2 or 3, 4 months when he first gets in till people wake up to that phase of the illusion. So they want to start a big war or a biological release or a financial collapse. What do we do to expose this guy and stop him being able to carry the ball for the New World Order in the first few months?
Well, what we've got to do is keep whacking this information out. And people who are listening to this information, don't be a cul-de-sac for information. When you receive the information, there is a responsibility. Pass it on, pass it on, pass it on. By word of mouth, you can inform vast numbers of people very quickly if enough people do it. That's what we need to do.
You're right, and we have incredible power, but we better use it now because they are planning to shut down the old web. The inventor of the web said a few days ago that quote, it's going to die. They're letting it die. It's being killed. So we need to move right now.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins. But with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
The New World Order, with its programmers, admit that they're colonizing our minds, our souls. They are keeping us weak, confused, dumbed down, infighting. But the awakening is happening. David Icke, amazing guest, is our guest right now. DavidIcke.com is the website. We'll put that up on screen. Let's go to Ryan, first-time caller from Georgia. You're on the air with David Icke.
Yes. How you doing, Alex? First off, I just really want to tell you I'm very appreciative of this waking me up and informing me of all the information that's currently going on. And second, I just really want to say, by far, I've been wanting to say this for a long time, Lindsey Williams, David Icke, Steve Quayle, and Tex Mars are by far your most important guests that you have on your show. And I would just really appreciate if you can even get them on even more, because every time they speak, they get really straight into the point and they inform us with information of how these people are thinking and pretty much what their next steps are.
I'd have David on every week or two if he'd do it. He's just very, very busy, but he has been agreeing to come on every month and a half or so. So I hope we can continue having David on, David.
Yeah, well, that'd be great. Well, thanks very much, Ryan. Thanks very much for that. I'll give you an example of how things are moving on, though. I'm coming to America in about 10 days. I'm going to be there for about 2.5 months. I'm talking in Los Angeles on the 16th for 7 hours, and then I'm going down to speak in Mexico. And after that, I'm going all over the world. I'm going to Greece. I'm going to Australia. I'm going to South America, to Brazil. I'm going to Croatia. I'm going to all these different places. And a few years ago, crikey, I couldn't fill a phone box in England. So this is the scale of the awakening that's going on. And, you know, we have to, balance the things that are happening that we don't like with the fact that there is a terrific global awakening going on. Of course, it doesn't get in the mainstream media, so most people don't think it exists. But I've been to 47 countries now, and it's happening all over the world.
Well, David, I look at your website traffic. I look at my website traffic. It's all going straight up on the Google Trends. And by the way, I talked to David a month and a half ago, and he was on. He's agreed to come to Austin. I'm going to set that up. It'll probably be I have to probably talk to you in the next few days so I can go ahead and decide on a venue and set it up and get you over here for maybe a 2-day event. The problem is getting a big enough venue. You can probably get 5,000 people. I can probably get 5,000. And so, I need to find a time that's good for you. I need to nail that down and do that here in Austin, Texas. I think that's the place to do it. So I'll let that out of the bag. David's agreed to come here and speak with myself. And he'll do his presentation. I'll do a briefer PowerPoint presentation. So that's coming up, the two of us teaming up, because we all have to come together during this critical time. I appreciate your call, Ryan. Anna in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Anna, you're on the air.
I have to agree with the caller that was just on, Ryan. I love it when you have David Icke or Steve Quayle. I just wanted to say thank you. I'm a huge fan. I wish you could go on tour. I want to meet you in person. And that's all I wanted to say is thank you. Thank you to you and David and everything you do.
Oh, thank you very much. What about Sawyer?
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Montreal, Canada. You're on the air with David Icke.
Yay. How's it going? I'm very happy to finally be able to speak to you both. I'm the webmaster of criticalunity.org, and I syndicate a lot of both of your articles and videos on my site. As David mentioned, people need to take a good look at the big picture and not be intimidated by the elite's manipulation and scare tactics. The playing of the racial card is only possible because racism was indirectly created by the elites by molding our worldviews. As the fascism unfolds, those who supported Obama or any of these bloodlines, they're waking up. And we will stand against the corruption no matter what they throw at us. Our world, our lives, and our freedoms are at stake here because the people have been at the mercy of the malevolent... Sorry, I'm a bit nervous, but we've been at the mercy of these malevolent powers that have taken over our planet. The people are ready to hear the truth, but as long as the majority has no opportunity to even know about InfoWars, DavidIke.com, or my site, how will they wake up?
Well, we're doing that now, sir, and I appreciate your call. I mean, I'm not exaggerating when I say, without even looking, I can spend 10, 15 minutes on YouTube and count up videos that people are posting of my TV show or audio, and it's over a million a week just with that. You know, I produce films that have been seen, what I can look on hit counters, a piece, tens of millions of times on the web. And that now is the new medium. And people have made tens of millions of copies of the tens of thousands of videos I've shipped out. Same thing with David. So look at the newspapers failing. Look at mainstream media losing its ratings while alternative explodes. So the word is getting out, isn't it, David?
It is. And we're heading towards a real explosion because the curve in awakening is getting really exponential and starting to go upwards very fast. This is a great time. And it's not a time to get fearful and it's not a time to get depressed, although there are many, reasons to do
it's
that.
It's a collision course. Hold on, David. We're going to skip this one, too, in the time that we have. Just for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, for everybody else, we'll be right back. Stay with us. David, continue with what you were saying there.
You know, the exponential curve is now heading straight upwards because as more and more people understand the basics of what are going on, they talk to more people and the whole thing expands. So you reach a point eventually when it's an explosion, and we're absolutely on the cusp of that now. In fact, we're already beginning to see some of it. So, this is a wonderful time. This is not a time to get depressed and run away and try to find some land to hide in away from everybody. This is a time to run straight at this because these people, I'm absolutely have no doubt whatsoever, are starting to panic about what's happening in terms of public awareness of their game.
If you go to Google Trends and look at DavidIke.com, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Rents.com, all the hundreds of huge sites, my two are the biggest individually. InfoWars is the largest alternative site, Prison Planet's the second largest, and there's Rents and Ike and others. If you look at them on the trends, it looks like this. I want to zoom in on this on the PrisonPlanet.tv camera over here if we can. And this is basically what the trend looks from 2003 when they started Google Trends, tracking all the sites, to 2008. You can go pull these up on the Google Trends site. Anyone can look at this for themselves. And the curve, the growth curve, is exactly the same for all of these alternative media consciousness expanding, lie breaking websites. It is hyperbolic. It is straight up, David Icke.
Yeah, so, anyone that's sitting out there and is sort of frightened about doing anything or getting involved or the rest of it, there are millions and millions and millions and millions of people gathering now all over the world. We just need to get together and deal with this because we're in a position now where we're heading to a time when we can. You know, I look back a few years and my goodness me, you thought, well, is anything going to change? But crikey, this is dreamland compared with where we were a few years ago.
Well, just God bless you, David. And again, I've said this the last two times you've been on, but people still try to make hay out of it, and you intelligently ignore it. They probably interviewed me for 3 hours off and on about you when a British crew was here for Channel 4, and the one little smart-ass thing I said ended up being in the film about you being a turd in the punch bowl because people weren't ready to accept some of the things you were saying, and then I would have trouble with the basics. And I've apologized for that, but I'm going to do it again because you've been so big about it and forgiven me. And also because I know that information is used out there still by people to try to drive a wedge. So I'll say it again.
Yeah.
I apologize.
No problem, Alex. You know, we all have different opinions at different times, and they're not always correct, and they're not always...
We all grow.
Yeah, of course we do. And what we need to do is drop the anything that divides us, any fault lines, any of this nonsense, because together we're going to sort this. Divided, we're not.
Well, I think all of us that are awakening are right. It's just we've got different perspectives.
Exactly.
And then I just had a chance to move and see things from different angles. Let's go ahead and, I mean, what's different from what you're saying about an evil overarching force behind it all with what Christians are saying? Really, again, it's all perspective.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15
7,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final segment with David Icke. Only have time to take a few final calls with him because I have some special information I'm going to be covering. Let's go ahead and jam in. Who is up next here, John? I got confused with the calls. Mark in PA? Oh, John in Canada. John in Canada, you're on the air with David Icke.
How's it going there, Alex?
Good, sir.
Awesome. I just want to thank you guys very much for giving us like an alternate source of international news right now, and enjoy your show greatly. Alex, did you know that this last Christmas here in Canada was the first white one that we've had across the country since like 1974?
Yes, global cooling is happening because the sun has the first time in 300 years of recording it, no sunspots, which are the huge flares. And so the Earth is rapidly cooling.
This is another area, Alex and John, where Obama comes into play. It's another one of his solutions in the agenda behind him. You people will have noticed that his, if you like, environmental, energy, science advisor network of people are all, if you like, worshippers of Al Gore's version of global warming. And you're going to see Barack Obama pushing forward policies, ludicrous policies, to deal with a problem that's not actually caused by what they claim it is.
Yeah, and well, we just missed the big carbon tax thing here with the last election. It was one of the main platforms for the Liberal Party. And I've talked to some people about the Liberal Party and how they're involved with, it's not just the Liberal Party now either, it's also the Conservatives who are involved with the Power Corporation of Canada, who in turn is also linked with the genocide in Sudan. And every prime minister we've had in Canada almost since Trudeau, including Trudeau, has all been like on the board of directors for the Power Corporation of Canada. And Paul Volcker actually was on the International Advisory Committee as well. And you tell people this and they go, oh, that's just business. It's got nothing to do with politics or
David,
the country.
David, well, comments?
Business in terms of the Illuminati is control. I mean, that's what business is for. They're just arms of control. This is why when I hear people of the left dismissing the global conspiracy and saying globalization is just greedy corporations, it's not greedy corporations. Corporations are a vehicle for this network to impose globalization and centralized control on the planet. They're not the origin of it. They're the vehicle for it.
And the elites admit they're setting up a world dictatorship. That's what's all elites have always tried to get total domination, and to deny that is to deny history. Thank you so much, John. Quickly, Mark in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with David Icke, the one, the only.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Hello. I want to thank both of you for opening my perceptions, as well as many others around the planet, to the truth of what is really happening. And one thing that I'm pretty much a non-traditionalist, a non-conformist, but there's many out there who aren't, and they're busy doing what they're doing, and they're following what they want to believe in the good of government, they want to believe in the good in their community, and all of this. But the reality is, these things are happening, and they're not even aware of it. But when I start to share these things, as well as others, I'm sure I'm not alone. When you share these ideas, these perceptions with people, at first they look at you like, oh, that can't be, and then they look at you, then they're in shock, and then they're like the deer in the headlights. So what comes up to me, and I appreciate very much that you guys are opening our perceptions to these things that are happening and continuing to investigate and research and find out what they're continuing to do. But here's the thing. When it comes down to it, people are in shock at first, and then they don't know what to do. So, and I've watched your show or listened to your show, Alex, many, many times, and I've read your materials, Mr. Icke, and The thing about it is when you boil it all down, people don't know what to do, like taking simple steps of what to do to respond.
All right, I hear you. We have to end this here in just a moment. I'm going to let you go, and I'm sorry. No more time to go to Tim, Rob, and many others that are holding. And I want David to be able to close out in the last minute here. Last time we had David on, the time before that, he went through. Just say no to national ID cards. Say no to giving up your personal information. Start growing a garden. Start talking to your neighbors about the elite. The awakening is the solution, overturning the false paradigm, expanding the horizon. David?
Yeah, once you break out of mind, the program, and into consciousness, then you instinctively know what your contribution is, and you go for it, because when you become conscious, you let go of one of the great expressions of the mind construct, which is fear. But also, you know, this relatively tiny network that's manipulating the lives of billions can only do it with the help and support and subservience of the billions. They can't do it otherwise. And if we stop cooperating en masse in all these areas that Alex just listed and many others, then the system cannot work. It can't. They can't impose their will on billions
of
people
unless
the billions accept it.
What would happen if everybody wrote Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or DavidIke.com on all the paper money? That's already waking up. A lot of people come to the site because of people doing that. What would happen if people made copies of my films or, you know, handed out David Icke documentaries? What is happening? We're seeing we're having an effect. We've just got to push that much harder. David, when's a good time? Because I forgot that I invited you to town and you'd agreed when we were on a month ago. When's a good time to call and talk to you and try to look at some calendars and figure out when it's good, say 4 or 5 months in the future, to get you to Austin, Texas?
Okay, well, tomorrow's fine or Monday's fine.
Okay, I'll call you tomorrow because I'm going to be out of town a little bit next week. Jason Burmans is going to be sitting in for a few days. But I will call you, in the evening?
Yeah, that'll be great.
Well, David, we really appreciate your time. DavidIke.com. Folks, check it out there. Great materials. And we appreciate everything you're doing, David.
Thanks, Alex. Same to you.
You bet. Take care. Cheers. There goes David Icke from the United Kingdom joining us for the last hour and 40 minutes. Okay, what is the surprise today? Well, it's not Alex Jones Tyranny Crusher 1. This was the first time we ever did an eBay item. And the reason we did it is because people are like, well, this megaphone's broken. We've bought a new one. You've had this one for all these years. It's in the movie A Scanner Darkly that they rotoscoped. That's really me and the bullhorn in there. We're going to play a clip of that in a moment. This isn't the surprise. Surprise come up in a minute. Tyranny Crusher 1, you know, should we get it fixed? Like a $125 megaphone, or should we sell it? And obviously, it's a fundraiser. We're not saying the megaphone, just as a megaphone, is worth $3,500. I think it's the latest bid on there for it. We opened it up at $1,500. There is Tyranny Crusher 1 on the PrisonPlanet.tv screen. This is, and then I saw disinfo shills on the comments on that article going, how dare you try to make money? Again, when the establishment taxes our money and uses it against us, I'm not supposed to try to fund things so I have a good mic to get the voice out there well, to give you a good, you know, show of information, to have these guests on, to have a producer to schedule it. It's asinine. And so because the establishment's criticizing me for trying to fund this operation, which is like a pea shooter against their propaganda but having a great effect, you know what? Just because of you establishment, folks, go ahead and send me checks. You want to donate $100, $1,000, $5, whatever. You have my word that 95% of that money that comes in here will be used. The other 5% for me to live and, you know, wear this on TV so it goes across well to folks and all the rest of it. Because it's my whole passion. As if we can't have a political or sociological passion and then fund our operation, or we can't sell our books. But everybody else in the establishment, they can sell their books and get $10 million a year to read off a teleprompter on the nightly news. There's no teleprompter here, ladies and gentlemen. This is my heart and soul and my intellect and my research and the guests we bring you here and all the people we build up. So, you know what? I want to see $50,000 bid for Tyranny Crusher 1. I mean, I know we got some big donors out there. I mean, you know what? Because we're going to use... In fact, I'll use 100% of Tyranny Crusher 1's money. 100% of Tyranny Crusher 1's money because we spent over $100,000 on this little studio. And, folks, that's cheap. You're like, well, that's expensive. We have the cheapest switcher they make that's new, $20-something grand, you know, and the cameras and all of it. And we're trying to really develop and expand this. It's having a huge effect. Now with just this new look that's not even that fancy, instead of the videos on YouTube, each one every day getting 10,000 views a day, it's like 60, 70, 100,000 views per video. I mean, it's getting crazy, all because of presentation. I'm going to have professional lighting people and folks come in with just a basic two-camera shoot for a news program separate from this, but I looked at the books, even after the money bomb, and moving into this new office, we don't even have the money for that. So it comes down to that. So all those COINTELPRO that are so angry or people that are just jealous of the work we're doing, don't understand this is life and death, go in there and let's bid Tyranny Crusher 1 up all the way. Let's get it done, ladies and gentlemen, because this is a fundraiser for free speech and what we're doing here. Love me. Let's see how high it'll go. It closes out next Wednesday. And let's go ahead and play a clip from Scanner Darkly where you see Tyranny Crusher 1 and Alex Jones. When we post this video, people put links up saying I'm making it up. I'm not even in Scanner Darkly or Waking Life. Folks, that's COINTELPRO on the site saying I wasn't in Scanner Darkly. I don't talk about it that much, so I guess they just can't believe it. Or that a film I'm in this year is the top selection at South by Southwest, but I'll leave that as a side issue. And coming up at, what's the one up in Utah, that big one? Side issue. The point is we're having huge effects, and that's what we should. We should be ready for success. We should be ready for victory. Let's go ahead and play this clip from A Scanner Darkly.
Where did Substance D come from? Why can't we stop it? The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose, the more Substance D is on our streets.
Where the gold at? I want to know where the gold at. I want to know. I want to know. I want to know. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the